Paid for by Cramer for Senate.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Aw, yeah. Monday going on here, October 21st, and what a day. 55 right now, a little sunshine going. Hey, it's Monday. Katie Robberin from the Chamber. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Of course you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're the chamber lady. How can you be doing anything but?
Yeah. I know. I have to be great.
Well, again, and what I love about when you show up, you're always so well prepared. You've got lists and lists of things going on.
Well, I can't. There's so much going on. I can't remember it all.
I know. I've thought, okay.
So I have to write it down.
We get past September. You know, October will be kind of light. No. Lots of stuff happening.
Yeah. In fact, there's so much I can't get it all in one segment here. So, we're going to start off the week on Tuesday with the Tri-State Safety Association free defense driving course.
All right.
It's from 1 to 5 p.m. You can find all the registration information. I think it's a QR code registration on our website event calendar. There's the flyer on there, too.
Okay.
And it's going to take place at the Wahpeton Event Center. So that's Tuesday from 1 to 5.
That's tomorrow. All right.
That's tomorrow. Yep. So learn how to drive.
I don't know. I've been saying that a lot out on the road these days.
Well. All right. On Wednesday, the Jeweler's Daughter and Studio 22 is having a pop-up event. So it's kind of a girly, kind of curly shindig.
All right. Well, between those two, I'm sure they'll come up with something good.
Right?
Yeah.
It's at 904 16th Avenue North. So it's at Studio 22. It's the old stop and go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's at 5 o'clock. There's drinks, snacks, and giveaways.
So, that'll be good. That'll be a good party. Fun. Yeah, that's worth showing up to.
Yep. So, and I have one of her bracelets on, one of the Jeweler's Daughter's bracelets on. Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Never take it off because you can't.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yeah, it's that permanent jewelry.
Ooh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful.
On Thursday, we have Chamber Chats. It's going to be at Three Bean Coffee Company.
Okay.
And the topic will be leadership and team building. So that's going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning, again at Three Bean. And it's been a great event the Chamber has started, and it's really become quite popular. So, again, Thursday.
That is a timely thing, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on Thursday, Girls Night at Heritage Hallmark with Northern Zen. So it's a kind of the same concept as the one on Wednesday, but this is for Heritage Hallmark and Northern Zen. They're going to have sample boozy cocoa.
All right.
And permalink jewelry from 4 to 7. So,
have you been into Northern Zen?
Yes.
I have too. And what a cool place.
It is.
People
it's
that
very awesome.
Have been there, I would recommend heading in there and checking them out.
Yeah, it's nothing that we've ever had here. So, it's very spiritual and
very. It's very soothing. Believe me, you'll walk out of there feeling
so good.
I know, feeling really good. And when is this again with Heritage Hallmark?
This is on Thursday.
On Thursday, okay.
From 4 to 7.
Okay.
At Heritage Hallmark. So, and then also on Thursday, Pints for Polio at the Firehouse Pub. So, and it's hosted by the Wahpeton Breckenridge Rotary Club.
Okay.
And there's going to be food, taco bar, sponsored by Heartland Insurance. And that's from 5 to 8 p.m. And I believe it's a 2-to-1 match. So,
nice.
Good cause for that.
Very good cause.
And then on Friday, there's a whole bunch of things going on Friday that was too much for listing because we are getting into the Halloween weekend.
Oh, it's craziness.
So Halloween happens to be on the beginning or during the week, but mm-hmm. all of the fun things start on the weekend.
Right.
So check out our events calendar. There's a haunted house. There's trunk or treat. There's lots going on Friday. And Saturday is Zubu.
Mm-hmm.
At Jinkaba Zoo, 2 to 5. It's $5 a person. It's a safe trick-or-treating event and carousel rides for really anybody. So,
yeah. I'll be crazy busy Friday and Saturday because I'm going to do the trunk or treat.
Yeah.
Out of Vision Forge.
Sure.
Okay. And that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then I'm down at the zoo for Zubu on Saturday.
You're going to be down there too.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well.
So I'll be handing out a lot of candy, probably pocketing a little.
Probably. Yeah. I won't be pocketing. It'll be my tummy.
Better yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Also happening on Saturday, it's the K-12 Halloween Chess Spooktacular.
Uh-huh.
And that's happening at the Family Community Center in Breckenridge.
Why do I have a feeling he's going to have just an overflow for that?
I hope so.
I think he's going to have a really good turnout.
Yeah, so it's $5 to join this chess tournament, or it's free if you come in costume.
Mm-hmm. So get in costume, yeah.
I have a little bit of an inside that I baked a whole bunch of cookies this weekend for the event. So there's definitely cookies available.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah, and also lots happening on Saturday as well. PAC 352 Fundraiser Halloween Carnival. Games, prizes, crafts, concessions, and bake sale at the Wahpeton Community Center from 11 to 3. It's a $5 entry, and adults are free.
All right.
And then last but not least.
Ba-dum-boom.
Yeah. Science School, NDSCS Performing Arts Fall Music Concert is on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Boy, what a great way to end the week.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's good. It's, you know, it's all over the board. There's so much to do. Your kids will not be bored this weekend.
Right. And dentists are going to be busy for the next 10 years.
Loving that. Yeah. So that's what I have. There's more on there. I just couldn't fit it all in.
All right.
Please go stop by the events center on our website, the events calendar, and it's jam-packed this week. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
Katie, great having you in here every Monday.
Thank you, Bill.
A full list of things going on. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
You bet.
918 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Sunshine right now, 55 degrees. Good morning.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have